it's going to have a fence, you want a fence.
Uh-huh. I'll say on your fence.
I don't know, honey. We got a lot of them on our fence. We got about, I reckon, 400 or 500 post-hole diggers. On the cow fence and hog fence, too.
The plural of post is?
Posties.
Okay. And say if you were going to, did you ever see a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
No, I've seen them. I seen them in Mexico when we was going through Mexico, going to California. I seen the stone houses there, but I hadn't what seen them. Once in a while, I would put one up in the edge of the city, but they don't generally.
What about a fence or wall made out of?
Well, sometimes you'd see a fence or wall.
Made out of this stone.
A lot of them in California. They have a stone, or they put a top on and put these extra stones on top of the top of a house.
And if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what might you put in her nest to fool her?
Well, they put a artificial egg.
What would that be made out of?
Most of the time it's plastic.
Do you ever see
they used to make them out of, let me see, lime and something. They'd just be a lime egg, you know, they'd put in here to keep the mites off your chickens. You know, little things get on your chickens. And you use them. A lot of people use them, and some of them use little old plastic white eggs in there.
Say if someone had a real good set of dishes, they'd probably be made out of
china.
Did you ever see an egg made out of that?
No.
What would you call an egg made out of that?
You'd call it a china egg, but they don't make eggs out of that. Or make eggs out of all plastic.
And what did you used to carry water in?
Water buckets.
What was that made?
Just water bucket, zinc water bucket.
Do you ever see one made out of wood?
Yes, I have seen them, but I don't see them now.
What did you call it?
Wooden bucket.
What about something you'd use have in the kitchen to put dishwater and scraps in for the hogs?
My slop can.
Okay. And, say if you went out and cut some flowers, what might you put the flowers in?
Vase. Or jar.
And, people used to raise cane around here, didn't
they? Yeah, sorghum. And Louisiana.
What would they make out of the
syrup?
Is there another name for syrup or something similar to syrup?
I don't know, honey. Somebody call it. I don't know what you call nothing but syrup. They make syrup and sugar out of cane, but we don't have no sugar mills here, and we have to buy sugar and make our cane.
What about molasses?
Well, that's molasses, the same thing as syrup.
Is one of them thicker than the other?
No, it's the same thing. We call one molasses and one syrup.
Do you ever hear those called long sweetening and short sweetening for molasses and syrup?
No, honey, I had.
And, say when people would wash their clothes out in the yard, you know.
Have a wash pot. And put three brick on you wash, three or four, whatever. Wash pot's got legs, some's got three, and some's got four. And put four brick on your wash pot. If you wanted up high, you know, where you could build a fire pot underneath it, you'd put them on two brick. And build it underneath and around, and you'd wash with a tub and a bowl. And boil your clothes in this pot, and rinse them.
Did you ever hear another name for the wash pot?
No, a wash kettle.
Is that all the same
thing?
And the thing that you eat with, you set the table, you have a...
Fork and spoon.
What?
Fork and spoon knife.
Okay. And
they call that silverware.
Uh-huh. And you say, well, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Or a butcher knife.
Or several steak.
Uh-huh.
What?